The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that He gives us these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You gotta love someone who's consistent, you know, because you know where you stand with a consistent person. One of the worst things you can have is an inconsistent person, right? And Ali, we have so many examples. We have the story of Aqil and how he dealt with Aqil, his own brother, when it comes to the consistency with his family. This consistent nature of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is something that defines a believer. Yeah? My brothers and sisters, the moment we learn how to develop consistency, yeah, we then realize that we are on that path that Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam has shown us. Because it wasn't just consistency in justice, right? Ali alayhi salam was consistent in every characteristic. Consistent. You would know where it comes from. Ali was consistent in his kindness, yeah, in his bravery, in his eloquence, in his steadfastness. Even in the generosity of Ali, there was a consistency that you could rely upon. You know, I was just reading a story where it is said that while Ali was, alayhi salam, was the Khalifa, that somebody from Hamadan, I believe it was, brought bags full of olives and figs and honey as a gift to Ali. And so this comes to the house of Ali. And you know what happens? The entire city of Kufa lines up outside the house of Ali. Yeah? Why? Ali didn't call them. Yeah? He didn't say, come. But they knew that the generosity of Ali was such that whatever he got, he would share with everybody else. Yeah? That was who he was. Right? And so they lined up without even being invited to line up because of the consistent nature of Ali. And it didn't bug him. You know, sometimes in our consistency, it bugs us that, they're taking advantage of me. No, he's not looking at that. He's looking at his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not his relationship of how he's affected by people, right? And this is the beauty of Ali. And when you look at the examples of his consistency of generosity, they're mind-boggling. But you know, there's an interesting question. Because generosity is a tremendous characteristic, isn't it? Right? And you have justice, which is a tremendous characteristic. And so someone asks Imam, Ayyuma afdal, al-adlu aw al-jud? Yeah, it's a very beautiful question. They ask him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, which one is superior? Is justice superior or is generosity superior? Yeah? I was really nervous to do this, but let's take a poll, you know? Raise your hands if you think generosity is superior. None of you. Subhanallah. Raise your hands if you think justice is superior. I just want to see if you're tired or not, you know, why you're not raising your hands, yeah? MashaAllah to you. But it's interesting, right? Because if you think about it, justice is to give someone their right. While generosity is the willingness to sacrifice from myself to help somebody else, right? And so it's quite different, these two characteristics. But what does Ali reply? Yeah, he replies that justice is superior than generosity. You're all lovers of Ali, I knew it. Yeah, I knew it, alhamdulillah. He says, and he explains why justice is superior to generosity. It's fascinating, the mindset of Ali alayhi salam. He says, Al-adlu yada'u al-amur mawadi'aha wal-jud yukhrijuha an jihatiha. Interesting. He says that justice puts things in their right places, while generosity takes them out of their natural directions. Yeah? Subhanallah, right? Think about what he's saying. What is he saying? Right? Let me read that translation again. He says, justice puts things in their right place, but generosity actually takes them out of the natural directions of things. Like, what does that mean? He says that if every single person in this world acted with justice, yeah, there would be no one needing our generosity. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Amazing. Amazing what Ali is saying. Yeah, that if we all paid our hukuk, if everyone did not waste their food, if everyone bought what they needed and not what their hearts desired, if everyone acted with justice, there would be no need for anyone to be generous because everything would be taken care of. Subhanallah, Ali. Yeah? Subhanallah, this Imam of ours, and how he valued this concept of justice to that extent. You know, like generosity is like, for example, when one part of the body is suffering, the other organs pick up the responsibility to look after that one failing organ. That's what generosity is. When society is failing, we are forced to become generous so that we can restore some type of equilibrium within society. And then the second reason the Imam alayhi salam gives, he says, وَالْعَدْلُ سَائِسٌ عَامٌ. Justice is a general characteristic. وَالْجُودْ عَارِضٌ خَاسٌ. While jood, generosity, is a particular reliever. Yeah? It gives relief for particular things. What the Imam alayhi salam is saying is that justice can be applied to every situation and at every time. No matter what is happening, no matter what the circumstance is requiring, we can be justice, we can be just and have a positive effect on that society. While generosity is an exception, he says. Yeah, it is an aid to a specific issue, to a specific group of people, while justice everyone benefits from. And the example that we get is that justice is like a tree, right? While generosity is a branch of that particular tree. And so the Imam alayhi salam says, فَالْعَدْلُ أَشْرَفُهُمَا وَأَفْضَلُهُمَا. This is why justice is superior and the better of the two. And therefore, what we learn from our Imam today, the message that I want us to take, yeah, is the importance of establishing justice, my brothers and sisters. Yeah, it's not easy to do. Wallah, if it was easy to do, the Imam would not have spent so much effort talking about justice. Yeah, it is important that we treat everyone fairly. Yeah? It is important that we do not play favorites when it comes to things that don't even belong to us in the first place. It is important that we give everyone the respect that they deserve. It doesn't matter, Muslim, Shia, non, there's a respect factor that is expected from the lovers of Ali. That no matter who I encounter in my day-to-day life, I treat them fairness. I treat them with respect. I treat them because justice is part of the responsibility that we have to establish. And when we take an active role in trying to establish justice in this world, what we will notice is that there is a lot of injustice that is taking place in this world. And that realization will force us to remedy that injustice through generosity. You follow me? Yeah? You understand the process? While we are trying to establish, I'm going to repeat this because this was really good, yeah? If while we are trying to establish justice, we will notice a lot of injustice. And that will force us to remedy the injustice by being generous. That what does that mean? It means that while we're trying to be just, doesn't mean my pocketbook closes. No. My pocketbook should open even more because there is so much injustice that is taking place. And so I will be forced to become generous. But the moment, inshallah, we all act with that generosity, we will be on that path of Ali. The moment we act on that justice, we will be on that path of Ali. Because Ali recognized there was need for generosity. There was need to fix the injustice that is taking place.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.